You make my heart sing. Welcome to the Razor's Edge Wrestling Podcast. I am the wrestling elitist himself,
you?
Christian Blends, directly across from me on the solo episode with me.
Solo Dolo.
The good brother, man. The good brother. You know, I know I'm the good brother, but you're a good brother too, bro. Too sweet that one time. Right across from me, we have the illustrious Matt Boogs, a.k.a. Johnny Parma himself. And we are coming live from Casa de la Boogs.
Right. The Winthrop State.
The Winthrop State, dude. Yep. And boy, let me tell you, we have been doing some things since the last episode.
Yes.
It has
making
been
moves. Making moves.
Major
going
moves.
To the next level.
Absolutely. Got a potential, a lot of big time potential guests coming up.
Yep, two to three possibly. Yep.
Some names early in their wrestling career. Some finally getting some chances and some hopes with some big guys.
Yep.
So we're definitely growing and progressing, and we're very excited, and that's all you get.
Yep.
That's all you get from
These
us.
These are the first steps.
These are the first steps.
All right, so it's Obi-Wan. These are the first steps.
This is the way. So, since we've last all talked,
yep.
You know, I have been to, Cleveland's been pretty blessed with a couple wrestling shows. We had Monday Night Raw, which since Triple H has taken over, I was so excited for it.
Yeah.
Beyond excited. And then we also had AEW come into town.
Yep.
And out of everything that...
Not even 3 weeks apart?
Nope, not even. Yep. Probably 2 weeks. Yeah. And with a big title match with CM Punk and Jon Moxley. Can't believe we got that here. I definitely thought I was safe for All Out. And then we also had a Will Ospreay match.
Yep.
Which I am always excited to see.
I mean, to see him live in person, that was pretty cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got the beautiful opportunity to go ringside at Monday Night Raw. And, of course, I had Troy Johnson Bebe with me, but he's not here today.
Right.
You know, we can get his take on it next week. But
Right. Definitely
excited because Triple H has taken over. And, my God, are we seeing the effects.
Woo!
It has been.
Yeah. He's not to use a wrestling term, but he's busted it wide open.
Oh,
like,
dude.
Like, seriously. Like.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought this was going to take months to take effect, you know, maybe somewhere. I mean, we'd see little tidbits here and there, but six months, maybe 12 months. Nope.
Nope. Right
He's
away.
Coming. He's yep. coming. He's
coming. Coming in hot.
Yep.
Want you to know NXT is probably going to be back.
Yeah.
But I think it's been Monday Night Raw. Definitely. Dude, they are showing us why.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to watch.
Right, and we're playing some catch-up here, guys, so we might jump around to a couple different things, but we're just, I mean, honestly, this is a catch-up episode, really.
Absolutely. And
I mean,
you know,
we almost didn't have this episode, but we're like, nope,
we got too much has happened.
And we knew you guys wanted to hear us.
Absolutely. How could you not? You hear this guy across from me?
We're here for you.
So cute. So cute.
That's because he does me up.
I heard that. That's okay. So for people just now listening, I'm a barber. That's what he means.
Sure.
But you know, 2022, live your truth. So I would love to just focus right now on WWE and everything that they have going. And my God, have they put the ball right back into the court of AEW? Like, let's see what you got.
Mm-hmm. And I think, in my opinion, mm-hmm. the show we saw a week ago today,
mm-hmm.
they took that serve.
Pretty good show.
Yeah.
I would definitely say, from the show I was at, you see sparks of greatness. Like, they opened up the show with Alexa Bliss, which I am always happy about. But I was busy in the merch line because I'm a big merch whore.
Yep.
I can't go anywhere without getting a piece of merch.
There's a theme here.
Big time theme. Yep. But I definitely I'm seeing more use of AJ Styles, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
AJ's incredible.
I mean,
Yeah.
Our first or second podcast, we were on that topic. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah. Why would you not use him more? Right. Yeah, they had him on the shelf.
The Prince is finally getting some love.
Yeah. Oh, big time love. He wrestled Rey Mysterio right in front of me, man. And it was a great match. It was a great. And I honestly, I'm one of those guys that, like, I loved Rey Mysterio when I was younger. I don't really care for him now. You know, it's cool.
Right.
You know, for nostalgia purposes. But it was definitely a good match, though. I think him and Finn have some great chemistry, and they did pretty well.
Yeah.
But I would definitely say that the Bobby Lashley, Tommaso Ciampa match. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice match. It's like Bobby Lashley is—he's finally who we thought he would always be.
Yeah.
Red hot.
Yeah.
Red hot. That guy is killing it right now.
And I like what he's doing for the U.S. belt.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I kind of feel like we again topics we've all touched on. We talked mm-hmm. about, you know, the Prince, you know, he wasn't even on TV when we started this podcast.
It's almost like we know what we're talking about, you know?
It's kind of like I'm in the presence of a wrestling elitist calling it shots. Man.
Listen, the pleasure, the honor is all mine.
Yes.
All right?
Right.
And I definitely am just very excited, and I have seen for the past couple weeks, I thought the Bloodline would start to get stagnant and kind of boring.
Yep.
And my God, have they just revamped. Triple H is good.
Yep.
He is damn good, dude. Even like with this whole thing they have going with Sami Zayn right now, I love that they, like, the three of them got boring to us.
Right.
And we always knew Sami Zayn was in the back. Now they're focused on Sami Zayn.
Love it, dude.
And this past week, they had Kevin Owens.
I actually care.
Yeah.
I care.
Yeah.
About this.
They started like a small feud. It's like a small in-house feud with the Bloodline with Sami Zayn and Jey Uso. And he's like he's trying to get Sami Zayn in line, and but he's not sold on him. And then Kevin Owens came out, and the world knows of the chemistry and the history of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Yep.
How they are great friends. How they've pretty much came up together.
100%.
You know, both Canadian. Not that that matters, but you know it's they had him come out and say like. You know, started a back and forth kind of, dude, you're selling out. You're kind of like their little bitch, blah, blah, blah. And I am just beyond excited about how they have been using Kevin Owens.
Yep, I guess.
Dude, Kevin Owens is back, bro.
And those were, those three guys we talked about, and Dolph. So we brought Dolph back into the mix. So, again, we're jumping all over here, but it's because of excitement.
Oh, I'm excited.
Dude, I have been for the last year-ish or whatever.
Dude, look at my hand. Look at my – I know it's super still, but I'm excited.
But can you guys see that?
Right?
But, no, I've always been watching more AEW. I've been a huge AEW mark, self-proclaimed. I mean, that was one of the reasons we brought Troy in because he leans obviously more towards WWE, right?
Absolutely. Right, Troy?
Right. You still got a button.
He gets the Troy button even when he's not here.
Yep.
But I am. Oh, dude, I can't explain it.
Yeah.
Raw is good again.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm actually making a point. Now, yeah, I would watch or flip through. I'm watching whole episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
I give a shit.
Oh, dude, I watched. Yeah, the second Raw was put on Hulu, I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely watching it. Had my little daughter set up and everything, man. She can't move, so she has to watch it.
Yep.
You know, she's only a couple months. She has no choice but to love wrestling with her daddy.
Yep.
You know, and I don't know if anybody else has been catching this. We are seeing hints of the Fiend.
I think it is. I'm not 100%.
You didn't see his hand on the wall?
I saw it, but it's
dude, that couldn't be anybody else.
I know.
It almost upsets me, though.
Why so?
I want a out-of-nowhere appearance. I don't want you to lead up to him. I want an out-of-nowhere. I had no idea where he was even going. I think they dropped the ball with that. I think hinting at the Fiend, they're doing it to keep people drawn in.
Mm-hmm.
But your product has been so good lately. Even with the Profits. I love what they're doing with the Street Profits also. But you didn't need to do that. That's like rewarding somebody for being loyal. You just throw the Fiend randomly. Because him or Drew McIntyre or Bobby Lashley are the only people I believe that can, that it's believable that could beat Roman Reigns for the belt.
Right.
You know, especially with, like, they're just such big badasses, you know? And we all know Drew's going to lose at Clash of the Castle.
Mm-hmm.
We're celebrating, the 730th day as champ for Roman?
I think it's actually today. They're celebrating it Friday, but yeah.
Yeah. And just an ignorant amount of time as champion.
It's boring.
But who have you had that could have stepped up to that? Brock again? No, we're over that.
Yeah, because it's going to be a short run.
Yeah.
The belt's not even going to be on TV.
Yeah, I think Roman is the only guy right now.
Well, and Seth mentioned something, and we'll get to the promo that those two cut. But he mentioned something about that he, you know, after Clash at the Castle, that he, you know, he's going to work, you know, he wants the...
He
came right out and said it.
His ambitions for the belt.
Yeah, and honestly,
I think I'm all for it.
Yes, that's who should have it. I think he should have a long run.
Yeah.
You know? And then even if Roman Reigns does come back in the fold, let's say whatever it is, his intervals, he shouldn't go for the belts.
Even the last match they had where he came back as Shield Rollins.
The fuck with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
Genius. That is going to be...
What was that at? That was a great match. Well, of course. I mean, that dude never disappoints on
him. No. No.
Yeah.
That feud was impressive. They have so much history, and I'm not gonna say they're both so good because Seth Rollins is on a level of his own.
Right.
But Roman has really came into his own. He honestly is great to watch. This finally we can believe in this character.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And we would get the best product possible with them two right now. I don't get where Theory's going to come into this. Do you? Are you accepting a successful cash-in?
I mean, what, there's only been like two that haven't been successful?
Yeah, Cena's one of them.
There was someone else too. They just talked about it. But yeah, I don't know. It's just so soon, I think, for him.
Yeah.
Like he's getting is he also getting his first name back again?
Oh, I know Riddle did.
Yeah, Riddle did. Somebody else did.
Hopefully Tommaso. Or Ciampa's good by itself. I like Ciampa.
Yeah, but no, who just got it back? But yeah, and I think they said another one, so.
I think Vince got rid of first names. He's like, right. Nah, you get a nickname or you don't get anything at all.
It's easier to tweet.
But I am very excited for the direction that WWE's going in. And we don't even have Cody back yet.
No.
Don't even hint at Cody coming back. Just drop Cody on us.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I would love.
But I don't want Cody to fuck over Rollins from getting the belt. I want Rollins to get the belt, and then Cody comes back right after he wins the belt.
I think that's what might happen.
Dude.
I was kind of thinking that, too.
That's way better. That's way better. And that's a hot take from your wrestling elitist.
Yeah, I like you know? That one.
That's a solid one. Don't laugh at me.
Yeah. That was close.
There we go.
We're rusty.
Yeah, we're just a little rusty. You know, we got to shake the cobwebs off.
Yeah.
But,
they're loving you,
thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week.
All right. Come on. All right, people. Come on.
Okay. Thank you. You don't even know if any of the takes going to be good. Stop clapping.
Right.
But I am very, very excited about the direction it's going in. And with the Fiend coming back, I'm just trying to figure out where we fit that in. I mean, obviously you would want revenge on Roman, who just kind of came out of nowhere and fucked you over for your belt. Didn't even pin you for the belt, because it's very hard to pin the Fiend because he was no-selling finishers.
Right.
How do you pin that? We've seen the spear kicked out of. You're gonna spear the guy that kicks out, who actually no-sells finishers, and you're going to tell me that put him down? We watched Brock Lesnar kick out of spears.
What was the match, too? We're also forgetting about when Kevin Owens, I think it was still during the, it was like one of the last pay-per-views in the, what do they call that? The Dome, the Thunderdome?
Yeah.
one of the last ones there when he went against Roman for the belt. That match was amazing. It was like all over the backstage and everything. They like were wrestling. They were fighting on the football field and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That match was amazing. How Roman won that match was.
Yeah.
I mean, that match could have went either way, and I would have been fine.
Uh huh. No, I agree.
Right.
I agree.
And again, I think in a lot of ways, I feel like just like you're taking the shackles off these guys. Guys that we wanted to see. We don't really like when Kevin Owens is goofy.
No.
We don't buy it.
No, I don't.
He either has to be total heel or in that in-between heel.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
And we are broadcasting from South Central LA today, if you're wondering.
You hear it all in the back? Right. You know, straight out of Compton. But I'm trying to say how I could put this. The element that we've been rewarded with, it's like, I just think nobody can run wrestling anymore if you're not a wrestler. It's,
yeah.
They know, they got that feel. They have to naturally feel a crowd. You understand? Like, yep. They can kind of maneuver, see what they want, see what they don't like, and depending on what your character is, you feed off that, either mm-hmm. side of that coin.
Right.
And I just think Vince, Tony Khan, step back. Let the wrestlers run it.
Right.
It's not like you're not getting rewarded handsomely.
Right, yeah.
And you know?
Yeah. And you're still booking it, but just...
Yeah, it's still your show, dude.
Right.
Just let the guys run it. That's what you pay them for. You're going to run it for what? You have no idea what's going on out there. You've never been out there. And you see Tony Khan, he comes out and he gets overly excited. Yeah. He's kind of like, yeah, I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
It's a little weird. It's yeah, just even, a little Coke-induced.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Coke, like, Coca-Cola. You guys want to watch some wrestling?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, Cleveland!
Yeah, even when he came out, I was like, dude.
Go, really great show for he's like on his
yeah,
toes.
Dude, get the fuck in the back, dude.
It's
hit the
awkward,
fucking music.
You know?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't. And we hardly ever seen Vince, and I respect Vince for that.
Or, well, you mean in the last several years, you mean?
Yeah, like he doesn't really come out. Dude, every single AEW show I've been to, Tony Khan has
oh, right.
came
yeah,
out.
Right.
Like, we, dude, if you've seen Vince, it was far and in between.
Yep.
You know? And I don't like that. It feels super, like he's just not a calm, chill guy.
The wingman.
Oh, yeah, we also have
in the background
AEW going on in the back, and we have is that Ryan Nemeth?
Yeah. Is he getting a push? This is like, what, 2 or 3 weeks
it's
in a row?
It's Dolph's brother. Dolph's brother is getting a push in AEW. Yeah, that's the most I've ever seen this guy on TV.
And is that Mikey's dad?
Looks just like him. But so as far as the Clash at the Castle pay-per-view, not really excited about. We've seen Roman versus Drew. It's just I truly think Drew is what your champion should look like. No fucking way. Dude, he got in shape, dude.
Yep.
Big Cass.
Right.
So Big Cass just came out on AEW, and dude is ripped.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. Realest guy in the room. How you doing? Look, I guess getting rid of Carmella really got him into shape, huh?
Right.
Well, she got rid of him. Oh, great wrestling. Great wrestling.
How about him versus Warlow?
Ooh.
Size-wise, it's good.
Absolutely it is. Oh, it took a big chop. Dude, he's a big fucking boy.
Oh, he always was, dude.
Holy
shit. He was never that cut.
Yeah, no. He looked fat as fuck.
Yeah, he had like the 80s wrestler's wrestling body.
He's 7 feet tall, and you can't teach that.
Dude, you want my business card.
Hey, right? Dude, he's kind of turning into a jobber. Maybe he's paying dues right now. Ooh. You can't sell like your brother.
Well, our boy Nemeth just got slammed.
Yep. Big time choke slam. I'm actually hoping he gets a push. Good. I'm glad he reinvented himself. See, I'm all about that with a lot of these wrestlers, too. when they reinvent themselves.
And right now, if you want to sync up to this episode, fast forward to 3:51.
Absolutely.
You can watch it in real time with us.
But I definitely...
Oh, Mikey's dad's taking his shirt off.
Who's so who's another wrestler that reinvented himself that really came back? We got Roman Reigns, but he didn't sort of reinvent himself. Not really.
Well, no, he kind of... I kind of feel he did. Yep.
Drew definitely reinvented himself.
Yep.
Really leaned into that Scottish gimmick. Left his three-man band-aids behind him. Oh, cool. Thank God. Man. Dominic Mysterio, I guess? No, I'm just playing. But the show live in Cleveland was sick. We were ringside. We were right behind the barricade that always gets broken when somebody gets thrown into it.
That's awesome.
We were right back there, and I had the WWE microphones right in front of me.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I made Kevin Owens laugh.
Yeah, I remember.
he just did the turnbuckle power bomb to Ezekiel, and you know, ref throws up the fake X. You know, acts like he's hurt. He's just sitting up there in the ring, and I just started yelling to Kevin Owens. I'm like, "Are you? That's it? That's all you got? We're done? Why'd you even come out?" And he looked at me and straight laughed. And I was like, "See, this is why we pay the big bucks right here."
Oh, and at the AEW show, we got flipped off by the Ass Boys.
Dude, I feel like they came right at us. Like, they didn't point to anybody else. They just came.
So, like, you guys.
Dude. Colton Gunn, like, looked me in my eyes and told me.
I think you could have took him.
Absolutely. I would beat the shit out of Colton Gunn, dude. Gotta be the baddest motherfucker alive, bro. But he looked me right in my eyes and fucking hit me with a suck it, dude.
Right.
I felt that. Dude, it felt personal, dude.
I felt attacked.
Dude, yeah. I'm like,
I'm going to need tickets for the next show.
I just met you. Why would you? This is our first time meeting. I've never done anything to you. I'm a big Billy Gunn fan. But I do like that Billy Gunn he dropped the win. He put his son over.
Yeah. Not before he beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, I beat the shit out of him.
He looked fucking impressive, dude.
Dude, he worked, like I said before, he works out over here,
dude,
bro.
He's always been in good shape, but I mean, he's locked in.
Trend gods, bro. You know? Oh, Will Ospreay. Just a goat.
Yeah.
One of the goats. He's got a bright future ahead, that kid.
Yes. It's all uphill. I mean, seeing him, wow.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially live. So
he's got like three finishers, but that one, what's that one really crazy one?
Stormbreaker.
What?
Yeah, it's a great finisher.
It looks like from straight out of like Street Fighter.
It does.
Like,
it really does. So let's skip ahead to the beautiful, beautiful product that is AEW.
Yep.
We went today is Wednesday. We went last week.
Yep.
They had a show right here in Cleveland. And if there's one thing I can say, the fundamental difference between the two WWE shows and AEW shows, the crowd is so injected into the product. It's just, it feels more personable. You know, with WWE,
was turned up, man.
Yeah, with WWE, you feel like you're there to be entertained. You know, like they're going to give you kind of what you want. Triple H is there now, so we might not get what we wanted. And then Triple H likes to give you things you didn't think you wanted.
Right.
Like, we were ringside, and we see a big scuffle over there. We see, on the opposite side of us, and a bunch of security guards. And we're like, oh, some fucking drunk asshole, because it's Cleveland.
Right.
We're full of drunk assholes. Mm-hmm. And his hood comes up, and I was like, why the fuck would somebody just, like, there's kids here. Why would anybody, and then his hood came. I'm like, holy shit, it's a work. That's Dexter fucking Loomis. And oh my God, was I surprised to see Dexter Loomis. A guy that's been released by Vince. Triple H is bringing back all his guys.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
I can't believe I forgot his name. Johnny Gargano?
Yeah. Never released, but definitely put on the shelf for a while. Mm-hmm. Just had a kid, you know. Cleveland's own Johnny Gargano, man. I honestly hated how they brought him back. It was like after a commercial break, and it was so random.
Yeah.
His music hits, and you're like, what the fuck's that? What the fuck is happening? And you immediately can recognize it. But nothing led up to, like, there was nothing. Like, it wasn't a crazy pop. You're like, holy shit, right. It's him. And then he just comes out and he gives you a babyface promo.
Yeah.
That was interrupted by Theory, which I do love, actually, yes, because of the history between Theory and Johnny Gargano. But I feel like it was executed poorly.
Yeah.
You know? And who else did who else did he bring back? He brought back Ciampa. Not Ciampa, but he brought back Dexter Lumis. Hit Row. That's who he brought back. Hit Row.
Yep.
I don't understand Hit Row without Swerve.
No. What was I going to say? And the other dude, he comes out with the blonde. He used to be bald, had his head shaved. Now he grew it back.
Oh, Karrion Kross.
Karrion Kross, yeah.
Fucking that was huge.
Yeah,
that was nice. I do believe Karrion Kross fucks over Drew McIntyre.
Yes.
To not win the belt against Roman.
Right. And then
he probably has Roman.
Start a nice little program.
Yeah. Yeah, he has Roman dead to rights. He's got him. About to finally cash in, and it's going to be a Drew McIntyre title win that is just worth Drew McIntyre. And then Karrion Kross takes it away.
Yep.
That's how you do that. It's almost too obvious that that's what's going to happen.
But the way it can go down, though, it can be a, yeah. I'm going to watch that story.
I'm going to watch for Scarlett. Big Scarlett fan.
Yes.
But back to AEW, which... Like I said, just always puts on. Even the Dax Harwood singles match.
Oh my god!
That he lost.
Yeah, to Jay Lethal.
Yeah, incredible.
Ring of Honor in the last 5 to 10 years, that would have been their top main event.
Absolutely.
And we saw it on Wednesday.
Just on a random Wednesday.
Honestly, we saw some pretty great matches.
We did. Fuck Britt Baker for coming out with a terrible towel.
But I love it. I love what she's doing.
Her city. Yeah. I would rock the orange and brown anywhere.
And she's leaning into it. So smart. She's a smart lady.
if I was definitely a wrestler and I was visiting Pittsburgh, I would definitely walk out with a Steelers helmet in my hand.
Right.
You know, shout out Myles Garrett.
Right.
But the AEW show was just it's one thing that I can say though that was super upsetting. The Jon Moxley Championship Unification match with CM Punk.
Yes, let's get into it.
Oof. What happened? That match was 3 minutes long.
Okay, and let's preface by saying that you and I are, again, self-proclaimed CM Punk fans. Like, we
huge.
Love this dude.
Huge, you know? CM Punk fans.
You know, so let that be a little base for this story. So continue.
Yeah, so we see them come out, and honestly, we already had it made up in our minds. We kind of talked about it in the group chat that there's probably going to be a 60-minute match, and it's going to end in a draw. Because we know
there were
rumors. Yeah. There was a big-time pay-per-view coming up, All Out's coming up. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't see this man get hit with one paradigm shift and then get hit with another and then pinned all within 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
The look on my face... I was upset and shocked at the same time, mm-hmm. but as a fan, that's pure gold. That's what you want.
I get it. I understand it, but I don't know. I just feel like, for me, I don't know what's going on with CM Punk.
If it doesn't work in AEW, it's 100% CM Punk's fault.
Correct.
And we have to start to look at him in the way that we didn't want to look at him. As in...
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just...
Great comparison. it's just like, what do we do at that point, man? Like, was that a work? Is it his foot? Was he not healed up all the way, but they needed something to attract some, you know, some clout a little bit to really get people to tune in? There's a lot to be explained.
And to me, I just felt like it was a fall for grace, from grace for me with CM Punk. I mean, I don't know. I just lost so much respect
for him. Are they saving that match for another day?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they're... If you have an injury, you drop the belt.
Clearly. You know,
this whole interim...
Interim shit, I'm over it.
It's dumb.
Yeah. Finn had to do it when he became the first Universal Champion ever.
Who did he have to do it for?
He dropped it to... He wrestled Seth Rollins, popped his shoulder out. I think they put it up for grabs. You know, or they rewarded it to Seth. Don't quote me on either one. Honestly, I'm a little embarrassed for not knowing off the top of my head. But I definitely...
Oh,
he's not here. That's a good one. Now we know where the laugh button is. I'm having a hard time really...
We're getting there.
I'm having a hard time understanding the angle for that.
I mean, boy, does it put Mox over though?
Yeah,
I mean,
like I'm, crazy.
I've always liked, but I just for me it was like a meter. It was like, whoop.
Yeah.
I just threw all my respect that I took from Punk and I put it in the Mox camp.
Yeah, the Blackpool Combat Club is it's official.
Yeah.
Especially with Cesaro. Or Claudio, whatever you decide to call him, he's been putting on some great matches, and I'm honestly really, really happy to see him.
Yeah, that's a solid squad from you know.
That is, man. Yeah. I mean, you see the group chat, the group pick they took.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with them all holding their belts like that. Yeah, it was pretty good. But I'm definitely into wrestling factions.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, that one, it's got wheels, man. I'll tell you what, it has the potential to be really something. I mean, because their personalities don't really lend into, like, there's going to be some type of conflict if it breaks up.
Mm-hmm.
They would just go separate. They wouldn't be like this dramatic breakup.
No, I agree.
Like they would be the kind of team that can form, you know, and then, just, you know, dissolve and form.
Right.
Yeah.
What's up, girl? Shout out Toni Storm. Good for her. Holy Sheeta. AEW is honestly, I think they know they have to pick up the slack. I think they're realizing it. Because they've been putting on great matches these past couple weeks.
Right.
Triple H taking over really put the foot on the neck of AEW.
In a good way, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to see my boy at the AEW show. Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's my guy, man. He's a Wardlow's barber. So definitely trying to, you know, see what's up with that.
We're working,
you know, marketing, you know. I can't wait to have him on here, though, obviously. Johnny, great wrestling fan, big time wrestling fan. And he's, that dude knows his shit, man. He'll definitely be a fun guest.
All right.
And,
Possibilities.
I wanted to save this for last, but I do believe we're getting a Will Ospreay Kenny Omega beef.
Oof. And by the way, Kenny's back.
And when they brought him back, I felt like that could have been, they could have done it a little bit better. But
I don't know. I kind of liked it. I got chills.
Yeah, did you?
I watched it like 3 times.
Yeah, dude, they started like reading down his accomplishments and everything. I was like,
I don't even know why. I mean, I kind of thought there'd be a chance, but I'm like, we've been talking about, he's going to come back now.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw he handed the piece of paper, I was like, Kenny's back.
But in his face, it's face Kenny.
I know. But I like it.
I do love it. I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting a heel Kenny to come back, like to fuck over CM Punk or something.
That would have been a hell of a match.
Yeah, absolutely. But we won't get that. And but definitely Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega, dream match.
Dream match, dude.
Dream match.
I don't know. I'm kind of pumped.
I'm super excited. And they got pretty personal with their back and forth promo with each other. Kenny is so fucking good on the microphone, dude.
Yeah.
As soon as you thought Will Ospreay had him cornered, because Will is nothing to, he's nothing to really, you know, push to the side as far as promos go. He, accent and all, he really holds his own.
Yeah.
But God damn it, there's not too many that can even, I'm not even faulting him for not having a chance against Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega has beaten everybody on the mic, it feels like. And like I've said before, there's, with every great promo, there is a little truth.
Oh yeah, which made the promos in the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
By the way, that's Sadie in the background trying to get on our podcast.
Yeah.
Mouth as usual. Be sure not to call the APL on me.
Oh, inside joke.
Inside with
inside outside joke.
Yes.
But I'm.
And if you listen, stop listening. You know who I'm talking about. Fucking little bitch.
Don't listen. You're not allowed. But I'm definitely excited about the route that AEW, they're leaning into it. They're like, okay, you want some pressure?
Let's go. Let's do it.
And with feuds like this, the only people that win on either side, wrestling fans.
Yep.
And this is why you shouldn't be a one or the other kind of guy.
No, because, I mean, even for me, because I do lean more one side, but there were times where it would be in a down period, so I would jump over and start watching, you know, WWE more, and, you know, start getting more invested in that.
Yeah, which is completely understandable. Mm-hmm. You know, especially for a while, for the climate that wrestling was in, it's definitely something that, like, I personally would understand. AEW was incredible. WWE had their moments. And with WWE guys, it's always a loyalty thing. AEW, it's a I need a fucking change of pace thing. And I've invested my energy here already. I'm going to see it through.
Yeah. Well said.
And now that we are in this place where now the question is, who's better this week? And that is, it's beautiful. It is a beautiful place to
wrestling
be in.
The fans win.
Oh, I am so excited about wrestling. Yep. I am so excited. It was great to see Wardlow too, hometown guy.
Yep.
You know, he was that's a big fucking dude.
Yeah.
And those power bombs look fucking crucial. They remind me of Kevin Nash's jackknife power bomb.
I was gonna say too that he I don't know. He's getting better on the mic too. When he was with MJF, he didn't have to talk.
Big, strong, silent type.
Right. But when he does talk, and like he doesn't seem real stiff or anything like that. So I don't know. You can start seeing his personality start to come out a little bit more now.
How are you feeling about Bayley coming back and bringing two NXT studs with her?
I like it.
Yeah. Dakota Kai and Io Shirai, a.k.a. Io Sky.
Don't say Sky, Shy.
Yeah. Oh. How do we feel about that? Is that CM Punk?
That's CM Punk.
CM Punk just came back.
All right, let's...
We're going to hear something.
We're going
pop
to the live feed right now.
Live feed. Chicago's own, inside of Chicago.
All right, CM Punk's...
Explain
seems
yourself,
to be walking
sir.
Walking pretty normal.
Yeah.
Is this foot even in a cast?
He wasn't hurt. Obviously, it worked, you know.
It's your 1 year anniversary of me being just 1 year in AEW. Alright. CM Punk is slowly making it in. Alright, he's got two pairs of Vans on.
No pop like like when Cult of Personality
but
hits.
Look, he's got regular shoes on.
Yeah.
His foot's not broken.
I don't think it was either. I'm just trying to.
Oh, yeah.
You got to explain something to me, man. They got me all over the place. I usually can call these kind of things. You can thank WWE for that. Still king of Chicago. I get it. This is just one of those things where we don't usually like to do live episodes on the podcast. If you listen, you know that, but this is one of those things that requires
this
it.
This shit's popping off right now.
June 1st, I broke my foot. And that would have been bad enough, but then I wrestled an entire match on it. And to quote my surgeon, he says, I pulverized the bones in my foot. So, okay. Accidents happen on June 8th. I got surgery for my shattered foot. I got 3 plates and 16 screws put into my foot. Which, real quick, is 16 more times than this fat guy has ever gotten screwed in his life.
Oh, he must have a fucking sign or something, dude. Or he's heckling him. Heel Punk?
I probably shouldn't have said that. But I probably shouldn't have done a lot of things in my career. And apparently one of them was coming back too early from a very serious injury.
I did think it was soon, too.
Yeah.
And last week, I got beat up in Cleveland. And I had to just my thoughts. It's okay, Chicago. It's not the first time I've been beat up in Cleveland. But something about this time just didn't sit well with me. Is my foot 100%? To be completely honest with you, yes. Last week, I was cleared by doctors. The x-rays look good. But the problem is, it's a new 100%. I don't know if that 100% is good enough.
Yeah, they're not happy. That's in Chicago, too. That's crazy.
Right. And this is why we went live.
We wouldn't do this for any promo. All right, little crowd pander. Let's get into it.
And you do love me back.
All right, where's he going?
And that's why it hurts to feel like I let you down. I wasn't able to walk Larry for 2 months, and it hurt because I let him down so I could rush back to perform in front of all of you. And I look and I see my little sister sitting in the front row, and I feel like I let her down.
Well, a little bit of waterworks.
Maybe that love just...
Oh, we're making excuses, Punky.
Just dragging this out.
Just isn't enough anymore.
Uh-oh. The guy with the contract.
What is this?
Hey, Steel, who we saw grab the signed contract from John Moxley.
What are you saying, man? This is not what we talked about when you were going to come out here and stay in the back. I don't know what happened between there and here, but this is not it. This isn't you.
These two guys are best friends for years, guys.
I apologize for interrupting his promo, but my name is Ace Steel, and I trained this man. I've been his coach from day one. Since the first day you walked into the Steel Domain, you've been fighting from underneath. You fought through everything. Everything to get to where you are. I got a career that I'm proud of, but I'm most proud of yours because I coached you. I coached you from day one to do all this.
Look at CM Punk's face.
We're not just friends.
Yeah. Well, that's good acting. Chicago Panther.
On a rumor that after 7 years you would come back to professional wrestling. And I'm not letting you leave now. Yeah, you thought with your balls in your heart when you went out in Cleveland and you lost in Cleveland, so what? So what? In your own words, life isn't about how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. And you fucking get up! You get up and fight!
He's dropping an F-bomb?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna sign this contract! All these people! You're gonna sign this contract!
Smack him again. That guy can cut a promo.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. I was like, CM Punk's cutting a grip. Like, this guy's like, alright, let's go.
Smack him again.
Now we're going to get our 60-minute match.
Looks like this cat man worked.
Before I was ever CM Punk, I was just a punk rock kid from Chicago.
That's all it took. You to get your balls back. That's how you cut a promo.
Fuck.
This is explosive. Oh, so real.
Oh, just went to the stands.
Moxley, I love it. You wild thing, but you ain't wild enough. This is Chicago.
All right. I'm eating my words.
Yeah.
From 25 minutes ago. And I'm happy.
Just smacking him.
Yep.
The hell was in that guy's hand?
Shit, dude.
That's a fucking promo, baby. That's a fucking promo.
Okay.
All right. And now I'm excited about All Out.
Yes.
Great promo.
And this Labor Day weekend is a great weekend for wrestling.
Let's go.
What a promo.
Dude.
Did, Did we just see some?
I was a stroke of genius.
I don't know that all time top 10 now.
Promo.
Throw it out there.
Just think of all the promos, though. All right, just think of every. Think of the Eddie Guerrero against Brock Lesnar.
I was just starting to watch the
Fighting
the
My Demons promo. Yeah,
no, but the Rivals, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, and Eddie Guerrero. Right? No, it was pretty good. And then we have other. Yeah, we've had a lot of good promos, man. It's not like he doesn't have a top 10 promo, but that
was solid.
Yeah.
That's probably his best since he came back.
I agree. I love that. I mean, what the fuck was in that guy's hand that he just smacked him and brought that out of him? I trained this guy for his...
He's straight edge. It was probably some cocaine.
Right? Can't feel my face.
But I love it.
Right? Just so excited. Just Chicago, maybe I ain't got it. Whoosh. I'm gonna fuck that guy up. I'm gonna fucking kill him. You don't spit blood because I are we. They may be Chicago.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Dude.
Look at Christian Cage.
Fuck him.
Looking like a private investigator.
I love Christian Cage, man.
He keeps reinventing himself.
Yeah, he's incredible, bro. That guy's always cut great promos.
Oh, they're so good.
I think I'm excited about All Out now, dude.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be pretty great, man.
Man, if we go to an AEW pay-per-view.
We did.
No, I meant... No, it wasn't a pay-per-view.
That was a pay-per-view, wasn't it?
No.
Just a random beach party? Yeah. Just a Cleveland beach party? Just a cool episode? Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, maybe. I don't know. I paid the ticket. I'm definitely... Dude,
exciting times.
That was pretty dope. I hate how low he came out, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, one smack did it. Just smacked it a couple times. Kicked him in the fucking face.
Right.
Really pissed him off. Hopped in his face. Like, are you good to go now? I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking good to go now.
Let's go. It's a wake up call.
So who won that promo battle? We got Mox or CM Punk won that? Punk. Yeah.
Yep.
Not to take any shine away from Moxley's.
Nope. And that's what we want.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mox won you over with that promo this morning. 100%. The beginning of this podcast episode.
Yep.
And then Punk took you right back. Just Red Rover, Red Rover.
Now it says you've been in an hour.
Yeah. Dude. you gave up on him for like a small second. FTR.
Stealing my look.
Okay, so top three tag team right now. Not right now, all time. We'll go all time.
Oh.
And I don't want to hear Hardy's, Dudley's, Christian Edge. I want top three tag team of all time, every wrestling circuit.
All time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's top three, it would be... Oh, I'll definitely have Edge and Christian.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys.
Sorry. I didn't want to hear that shit.
But it's facts.
It is facts.
And honestly, FTR, man.
Yeah, I think FTR. So for me, it's FTR, the Dudleys.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Dudley's the most decorated tag team of all time. Nobody's more decorated than them. No one's won major wrestling tag team titles. Yeah. So I'm going, definitely going FTR, I'm going the Dudleys, and just for just pure greatness, super. The Hardys.
Yeah.
Super, dude.
Super Kick Party.
For Impact, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Top three for Impact, Bucks go number one.
Yeah.
FTR, they're so fucking good, bro.
Like me.
Right? Look, dude, you look just like him.
Dude,
you look. It's
should be for Halloween. It'd be like 42 degrees out.
Oh yeah, dude, we're gonna have the party inside the barbershop.
Yeah.
Again, much better this time.
You gotta come to my dude's party too. It's like crazy.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yes.
This is some good. This is just a great time to be a wrestling fan. Great time. So much to unpack today. We did the best we could. I'm jumping in my fucking seat, dude. Yeah. I am so excited for wrestling again.
And I'm also excited for this wrestling podcast and what we've got.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What we have in store for you guys, so.
We are very excited. Definitely willing to talk to people inside of the industry. Whether it be small, local, to big time. We want it all. We want to hear everything. If you have some wrestling experience,
we have an email.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we have a YouTube channel. It's just there, like
hanging out.
Yeah.
Videos are on the way.
A studio.
A whole studio is on the way too.
I mean, we're still open to doing remotes. We'd love absolutely. To do it live.
Absolutely.
But, you know. If you got a nice little bar or something you want to invite us to, you know,
no problem.
Food.
Yeah, some great drinks. Let's talk wrestling. Let's fucking hang out.
Let's wrestle.
Mm-hmm. You know, and we'd like to thank you guys for listening. This was an episode.
Right. So much to say.
This was a very fun episode. I feel like I missed some points, but
so much.
It's so much. And I just want to end on the note that he's coming, dude. Let him in. Thank you for listening. Turn it off. Just turn